you have trust? How much do you have trust in Jesus? And we know that worry and the fear, they're like brother and a cousin and a sister. Where is worry, there's fear. And where is fear, there's always worry. And they kind of follow each other. And so the kids, we're going to have a little skit. And I think you will enjoy. I think I'm just praying right now so that God will be with us and would teach every heart or remind every heart. How can we stay out of worries and from the scriptures and for examples that God left for us? But first of all, I want a simple scenario. Let's say it's Sunday morning, the sun is out, everybody's happy. You're looking forward to go to church, to praise God, to fellowship with others, to hear the sermon, what God will teach you and tell you. Then you come here, you sit down, you're ready, and a thought comes to you about maybe a stove. Maybe about iron that you might have left on. And the thought in front of you, and people are praying to God and the stove in front of you, and people praising, sinning, and you're thinking about the stove. What if there's fire? What is there something going on? Or what if I forgot to lock my house? And when the worry is coming to you, it's not, you cannot get rid of it. It's just right in front of you. There's a sermon and you're trying to listen, but the stove is in your head. And you're trying to find the solution. You try to track, did I turn it off? What did I do? And you're going back and forth until you try to resolve the problem. And so if we think about worries, we can make a long list of worries. It starts with what should I wear? What happens if my car will, die on the way someplace? What if I lose a job? Or what my parents will give me for a, will they give me for my birthday what I wanted to? Or will they let me go to a party? Or will they let me go to hang out with my friends? And all of those kinds of worries. And maybe some of you sometimes think, what am I going to do with my favorite TV shows will be over. And not only that, you worry about your family, about, your surroundings. Now you start worrying about, people that you don't know and people that just acting it out, and you worry about them. So the question is today is, can we, we're going through the troubled times, but can there be a peace during the war? That's the big question. Can you have peace in your heart during the troubled times? We know when there's war, how can there be peace? But we want to draw from the scripture that it's possible. And the first passage that I want to go to, and it's parable of a sower. Actually, it's not parable of a sower. It's a parable of four types of soils. And so we know that first type of soil is it's basically a ground, a path, or it's solid like a rock, like a helmet. Nothing gets through. Another one, the second one, it's filled with rocks. So the plants, they cannot grow in rocks very much. And the third one, that's really what gets us. It's in Matthew 13:22, and Jesus explains what it means. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the word, God's word, but too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of life. And in the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. So the worries of life, they block from being fruitful. If you have worry in your life, and I find myself, if I'm worrying about something, can I have joy? My joy is going to be a little bit, People say hi, I'll smile, but then I don't have joy. Am I going to have peace? Am I going to have patience if somebody, you know, trying to make me to do something? I'm not going to have patience. No joy, no peace, no patience. No kindness, no self-control. So we kind of lose all of that. So now I want to ask our act to come up here. They're going to do a skit, and then we're going to continue.
Why don't you come play with us?
I don't think I can.
Why not?
Because I might get hurt.
You could get hurt just standing there.
What? Really? Ow!
Someone could be riding their bicycle and lose control and run right into you.
Should I just go home or should I move?
More accidents happen in the home.
Seriously? Then I'm doomed.
Don't be saying all that, and there's no need to worry.
Obviously, there is.
We are told in the Bible that we do not have to worry about anything. God loves the sparrows, and God makes sure that the sparrows have enough to eat.
Are we going to starve? I don't want to starve. We're going to die of starvation.
See, Mama's on top of things. She has never let us starve.
Well, now I'm thirsty. So very thirsty. We're gonna die of dehydration. Close. Far too close.
Seriously? God designed the body so that you could live for at least 3 days without water.
Just like Mom, God always makes sure that His children have what we need.
Except that I'm starting to get cold. So very cold. Oh no, we're going to freeze to death. What are we going to do? We're going to die of hypothermia. This is the end. I just know it.
Mom thought the temperature was getting lower, so she said need to give you some jackets.
Just in the nick of time.
You have been worrying all afternoon. What good has it done?
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't have any fun at all. You spent all your time worrying about stuff.
Because something could have happened.
But nothing did happen. You worried all for nothing. And let's say something did happen. How does worrying help you?
In fact, worrying about stuff can make you sick.
I'm going to get sick. I don't want to get sick.
There you go again. If you keep on going, yeah, you probably will get sick.
Oh, but I'm afraid to stop worrying.
Now you're worrying about being worried.
Seriously, did your worrying bring out the cookies, or the water, or the sweater?
No, I suppose not.
It all happened because Mom cares about us and is looking out for us.
And God cares about us even more than our mom does.
Bad things still happen.
Sure, but worrying about stuff.
God will not stop that from happening. And if and when the bad things do happen, God will still make sure that we have what we need.
The only thing that worrying does is make sure that you do not enjoy yourself.
Don't you want to have some joy in your life?
Yes, I do. I think I've wasted enough time. Let's do something.
Finally.
How about we play on the swings?
Or we can play some baseball.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See, it's kind of mom represents what God does for us because we are His children. It means if you are a parent, you know what your children are doing, even though you're inside the house, but you know what's going on. At least you think you know what's going on. But you try to be on top of things. It's not that they're completely on their own. I know that like even when we live like in high rise, even if we lived on 9th floor, still mom, she was cooking something. She would look down there, you know, if we're still playing, if we're still on the playground, if we need something. The parents, they're already, they're kind of in the mode that they are ready to help. They're ready to stand for you. That's where God is also. And this key verse that I wanted for us to remember, and it's going to be in Isaiah 26:3. If I would ask, please, if we can have it like on a PowerPoint. Can we have Isaiah 26:3, please? Okay, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Do you want to have perfect peace? Then you have to have his mind stay on him because you trust. Because he trusts in you. It means that stay on Jesus. It's like we talked about cornerstone. You have to have foundation. You can stand with both feet, and you know, like this floor, it's strong. I know that I'm gonna be steady. If I go into the bouncy house, then you walk like you're not steady. Somebody, a little kid, can literally push you, and you're gonna be on the floor right away. So you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Can we say this verse together with kids? We do it all the time. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. It's important to, Isaiah 26:3. It's important to have balance. And if we look on our body, even how God made us, we have 2 feet. Like if I would just stay on 1 foot, I don't have much balance. If I had one hand, I can do only so much. And for those of you who have broken, you know, your arm, you know, it's not the best time. You want to have your both hands. And even our mind, our brain, if we look, has even 2 parts. And even when we walk, if my right foot goes first, it's my left hand goes first. And everything is made so that we could have balance. But when worry comes into our life, we lose our balance. We lose our focus. We kind of get a little bit lost. And it's like a person, if you've seen a person like sometimes on the bridge, they jump with a bunch of ropes. Have you seen them? And they're some of them like nervous, and you know, there can be a heart attack and everything and diarrhea. and then you dive in, and then you fly in there, and it's like a yo-yo. Like there's no any stability, and somebody else is standing on the bridge farther, looking in perfect peace and perfect balance. That's what we have to do. We have to be in perfect peace. We have to be in perfect balance. And I'm going to read some of the scriptures going from Matthew 6, starting with verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds on the air. They neither they sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, and yet your heavenly Father, He feeds them. Are you not more value than they? They basically live like don't do nothing, social security. And you know what? God is going to take care of us. And if you go on YouTube, for a number of years they would post, there's some videos, okay, the dollar will collapse this year or that year, or recently it was 100% dollar will collapse on May 28th. And I don't know, I mean, things could happen, but from our experience with Tanya, we went through a crisis when USSR collapsed in the 90s, and it was a dark time, literally, because there was no street lights. And you go to a store and there's nothing. Well, there would be a soap and detergent, which will not help you if you're hungry. And sometimes when they do bring something in the store, there's a line for it, like 3-hour long line just to get into the store. And sometimes you can stay and get to the store and everything is gone. Or you come in and ask people, so what are they, you know, selling today? And people at the end like, we don't know. And I guess that's better than nothing. So if everybody is waiting, it means I need it too. But I will tell you this, that we had not a single day where we missed a meal, or we were didn't have clothes or shoes. And later we decided, we found a little bit piece of land, like just off side of the city, and that we could, you know, basically garden and plant, and I mean, slowly it kind of the economy and everything grew back up. But and a lot of people struggle, but I know that God will take care of us. No matter, don't have to be in fear. Yeah, the system may collapse. Same thing can happen here. It's true. But we as believers, we have to remember that God will take care of us. And that has to be our stability. Mm-hmm. And then verse 27, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? Not a single hour we can add by being worried. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed with grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, or you little of faith? So therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? I want to ask kids, do you worry if you're going to have any food tomorrow? No? They said no. Why? Because you got stashed in your closet someplace? No? What happens if you don't worry? Who can tell? Is it just going to appear in the fridge? It's always there? Anybody? Why don't you worry? Because of what? That's very unusual in the class. It's a different story. But why I tell you for them? Because they know their parents are going to take care of them. Why do they have to worry? Parents are going to take care of them. God is going to take care of us. And you know, what people talk in generally, they talk about food, what will we eat, or well, where will we eat, or look what I got, about clothes, maybe about what do we drive, or where do we live, what neighborhood we live, what. And then this verse goes, for the Gentiles seek after all these things. Basically, for unbelievers, they seek after these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek the first, the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things, they will be added to you. It's a good bonus for you. And a third point I want to say that, set your mind on things that are above. When worry comes into your life, think of heavenly. And in Colossians 3:2 said, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. You died. It says basically, you died. Your human nature, you died. Change your setting. You know, by default, our settings, when we are in sin, by default, our setting is to be focused on the things of earth. You know, have to get this more, have to get better, have to be higher, have to get higher position, have to, you know, have to be just better than my neighbor. But earthly methods, they don't deserve and resolve any problems. And I want to look in the story when Peter is walking on water. And there's storm. They're in the boat. They're holding to the boat. They're afraid. They're gonna sink. And then they see in the far distance there's a ghost. It's coming. They're all afraid. They hide. And then when they recognize it's Jesus, Peter, full of ideas, Can I walk? And he decided, I'm going to go for a walk on water. So, and Jesus lets him, okay, come out. And so he goes, he looks at Jesus, and he's very successful. He didn't have problem. He was just walking on water. But when he looked around, when he looked into reality, people cannot walk on water. This is not right. And he straight went down, like into the water, and he was yelling, Jesus, help me, and Jesus got him out of the water. So sometimes when we have worries, when we see the worries, we lose our focus from God, from heavenly, and then we kind of sink in our worries. And when we ask Jesus for help, yeah, he comes, he pulls us out. But we need to learn how to basically walk on water, how to walk above our worries. And then in Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. And instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. When any worries, any problems comes, pray about everything. God doesn't have small or big problem. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. And His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ Jesus. And Peter, in this story, he went under the water. But we know that something happened, something changed in Peter's life. Because when he was in Acts, after Jesus left, and he was dragged into the prison, he knew James was killed 2 days ago. He was killed and Peter was put in prison and he was going to be executed the next day. What does Peter do? He sleeps, you know. He has dreams. He's not worried. Something happened within him. He knows that God has control over everything. So I want to get to the Peter stage, you know, when I'm completely His in no matter what circumstances I'm in. Another story is about Paul and Silas. When Paul was on the journey and they were praying with believers and teaching, and there was this girl who was prophetic. She could see, she was a foreteller, and she could say, "Oh, these men, they are telling you how to get saved." But she was doing it over and over and over and over again. So they got, after several days, it says that it got on Paul's nerves and says, "Okay, this spirit, get out of her." So the spirit came out of her. But the owners, it was a big profit for them. So now they lost it. So they got so angry. So they got Peter, and they got, they basically organized the group of people, and they got him, and they said that they're not, you know, they're preaching against our customs, against our religious. So they got him and put him in the prison. And they could have, why did we do that? You know, and could have been worried. But they know. They started a prison ministry. They started praying. They started singing. And all of the prisoners, they were listening to them, and there's earthquake and the walls and everything falls and collapse, and there's the guard tried to kill himself, but Saul stopped him. And what came out of this? All his family was, they all have believed, they were baptized. They didn't have any fear being in prison. That's where my goal is. That's where I wanna be. Like, I know that God is in control, and I know, like, for my side, I have to work on that, because I wish I had better trust. I had better trust in God. But what I have found. And, you know, sometimes you know some things, but one day you realize. And I have realized one important thing for me. Sometimes people, they may, you know, have big habits, and they know it's bad. But one day they realize, oh, it's really that bad. And what I have realized, I knew all my life that I have to memorize verses. I have to learn them. It's good. But I kind of realized that the verse, God's word, has to live inside of you. And unless it's inside of you, you cannot live it, basically. You will not be able to live it out. The Bible under the armpit is not your sword. Or on the shelf or somewhere else. It's when the word of God gets inside of you and it works inside of you. You have to meditate on it. It's like a... like if you know cow, it has two stomachs. Like you got it in, you chew it on, then you have to, then they bring it back, they chew it again. And that's how this word, it has to be inside of you. And you chew it and back and forth. And you have to memorize these verses. So I started memorizing the verses so that they would be in me. And because any time when I have worry, I don't have to, okay, I can go maybe online, maybe find, you know, what are some verses about against worries. It has to live in me. And when you have worries, you can say, you keep him in perfect peace whose might is standing in you because he trusts in you. Or don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let the request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I, in peace, I will both lay down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, may be dwell in safely. And these verses, they will come up. You can fight. Like Jesus, he fought the devil when he was on temptation. He fought the devil with these verses. And one guy, he came to a pastor and he said, do you have a Bible to give it to me? And he said, okay, oh yes, yes, I will find a Bible. Let me see what translation is better for you to read. And he said, oh no, it's not for reading. So why do you need it? But I'm going to put it in my car, and it says that God will protect his word. So I will not get into the accident. And so we have to understand the Bible, what we have. It's a paper, it's an ink, and that's it. The message has to be inside of us. And I want to finish with these verses, 8 and 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, it means Paul said, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. And if you can say your neighbor, God of peace be with you. Yeah, say it to your neighbor, God of peace be with you. Yeah, we need to have God's peace, and we're gonna pray, and then I'm gonna invite kids back. We're gonna sing two songs that are scriptures, and we're gonna sing them, and I hope they probably have already memorized them, and they're gonna use them when they have words in their lives. Jesus, we need your peace. We ask him so that your peace that surpasses our understanding. When we face worry, when I face worries, I could set on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And you're going to keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Help us to focus on you and know that you are God who is in control. And let your word, let our swords to be sharp, and so that your word would live in each of us. In Jesus' name.
The piano one.
Okay, how? All right, well, I'll find myself. What are you worried about now? Trying to figure it out now. God knows right where you are now. You know it's all in His hands now. No, He cares for you. He always cares for you.
He'll see you through.
He'll always see you through. Cast on your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you.
He cares for you.
Cast on your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you.
He cares for you.
Jesus cares for you. What are you worried about now? Trying to figure it out now. God knows right where you are now. You know it's all in His hands now. You know He cares for you.
He always cares for you.
You know He'll see you through. He always sees you through. Cast on your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. He cares for you.
Cast
on your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. He cares for you.
Jesus cares
for you.
Don't worry
about anything. Instead of pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all He has done. Don't worry. Instead of pray.
Don't worry. Don't worry
about anything. Instead of pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all He has done. Don't worry
about anything. Instead of
pray.
Don't worry. Peace of God be with you. And on this exciting note, we're gonna finish.